$10,968 Gary and Alice Brown, north of row 361 Muddy Neck Road, east of Diana Drive, being lot 19 within Ocean Way Estate Development, a variance from the front side rear yard setback requirements.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Allie Brown, 38496 Dana Drive, Ocean View.
Sharon Brown, 38496 Dana Drive, Ocean View.
Will you raise your right hand? Do you swear affirm to the testimony you're about to give, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do. Sir.
Thank you.
I guess it's only fitting we were the first ones to arrive today, so we should be the last ones called. I have one letter of in support of this.
Thank you. Well, we actually have a lot of letters. It was just one we had never gotten mailed in.
I guess I need to give a little bit of history as to how we're here today. 10 years ago, we purchased this lot. It's a unique shaped lot, and we had a home built on it. Right after we built the home, I purchased a shed. I had the shed placed on the lot. It's not permanently fixed. It's sitting just level on the ground. And then about 6 years later, 6 years ago, I personally built another shed, and I placed it on the lot, and that is the one that violates the front footage of the house. Last year, in December, we applied for a building permit, and we put an addition on our home. As a result of the final inspection on that, I guess the zoning inspector rode around with the building inspector for that day. And a couple days later, I got my final on my home, and I received the letter, which brings me here today. I'm a retired police officer, and as I told the zoning inspector, I want to be in compliance, absolutely. Our house occupies the entire area allowed to. Yeah, I guess you have a copy of the
survey.
Okay, of the plat. As you can see, my home occupies the entire area within the allowable setback. What we're here for is to ask for an exception to the sheds.
I think what was hard for us also is when we came up, we had never known, honestly, that you needed to have a permit for the sheds, which we paid for as soon as we came up and found out so that we would be in compliance, because, honestly, none of us knew that in our development. And that's why we were a little bit stunned. We were told we needed to get a new
survey
done. What was so strange about the survey was we went back to the same people that surveyed our property 11 years ago when we started building our home, and the survey came back different.
Yeah, this survey came back with one of the rear pins about 10 inches off of the original pin. When I called the surveyor, the only explanation he could give me was that it was either a bent pin, original bent pin, which the pin's not bent, with the new sophisticated equipment now, they're not pulling chains, they're using, I guess satellite or whatever.
So it threw the addition and everything off, and we had had everything approved originally with our first.
So as a result of that,
I'm sorry?
You got a CO?
They do. For the dwelling.
On your dwelling?
Pardon me?
You got a CO?
Certificate of occupancy.
I'm sorry, I'm a little hard of hearing. I can't.
A certificate of compliance for your dwelling, which you do have.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that was based on your original.
It was based on the original,
yes, sir,
plat. Okay. That's correct. So when this new plat came out,
we were floored.
Done by the same, it skewed the house a little bit.
That's the reason for the additional bins.
The thing that's interesting about our yard, too, and we sent a picture in so you all could see what it looks like, is we have 188 feet of frontage. But the way it looks, if you look upon our home and our neighbors that have been so kind to come here tonight, along with all the letters that we've received from our other neighbors, it looks as if it's in our side yard. But the way the county has explained it to us when we came up to see you was because we go around this bend, you all consider that in our front yard.
Right, it's all front yard instead of side yard.
So that's where our problem was. But if you look upon our house, it looks like if you look at a picture, you look at anything, it actually looks like it's in the back of our side yard.
Which you say you added on to the house? You say you added on to the house? Which portion, the rear or the side?
The rear portion.
And that's how, when the gentleman came to do the approval for us, that's when the zoning inspector was driving with him and then realized that there was a violation there. When we were told that we had never applied for the shed and we came up here, we paid for that immediately because we didn't...
No, that's not true.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He just informed us that we had never gotten the permit to put the shed there. And we plead ignorance to that because we had no idea, nor do any of our neighbors honestly know that you're supposed to have a permit to put a shed on.
But we came up, and what I was saying was we came up and paid for everything when we were told.
The chief inspector is sitting right here, and I heard you say you don't think that other people have permits for their sheds?
I don't know that.
Everybody that we spoke to, I would never say names, but everybody that is.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Workman?
Yeah, the back shed, is it right on the line?
Pardon me?
The shed in the back.
Uh-huh.
Is it right on the property line?
It's inside.
It's about a foot
in. It's about a foot in on each side, maybe a hair less than that.
0.2 and 0.3.
Yeah. And again, that was skewed by
the pin.
By the pin as well.
Everything changed with the pin.
That's where the pin changed that to the
everything,
back of that.
Yeah,
exactly.
It changed that whole line all the way back.
It is still within the property line, but it brought it a little bit closer.
It brought it a little bit closer.
Time for a new pin setter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mr. Hutton? Mr. Mills?
No.
No further questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Is there anyone here in opposition?
Mr. Chairman, the office received 6 letters in favor of.
6 in favor?
From all the neighbors.
Okay. Thank you.
That's nice.
None in opposition?
No opposition.
Okay, we have 6 letters in favor from the office and none in opposition. Okay, and there being no opposition, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that, gosh, you just look at the survey, you can see it's unique. The shape of the lot certainly is odd and unique. You can see by the number of requests for variances on this particular application that there is also a uniqueness, and all of them are minimal. I think obviously because of the limited space necessary to enable reasonable use of this property, we didn't hear testimony that would alter the central character of the neighborhood. In fact, I think the letters in favor are testament that it would be otherwise. And because of survey changes and what have you, I don't think that it was necessarily created by the applicant. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,968.
Okay, that was second to that motion.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 10,968. Gretzky?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the same reason they're stated.
Mr. Rager?
Reasons I stated.
No?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Aye, for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,968 is approved.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all very much.
Just for your information, so you're not upset about it, we experience surveyors making errors like that. It's not unusual.
Okay.
Okay.
Once a verification.
We were a little, it's hard after you build an addition to be told everything's wrong.
Yeah.
I know.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You're certainly welcome.